Santi Lila, Chapter 4, September 12, 2011. We're in Shantipur. Lord Chaitanya is there, and the devotees are plundering his remnants after Lord Chaitanya took his prasadam, which his mother cooked in Shantipur. And of course, Mother Sita Devi also cooked. Para, this text 314. Paranande bhojankari. Paranande bhojanakariya bhaktagan. Prabhura samukhe sabhe karila gaman. After all the devotees in Shantipur blissfully finished honoring the remnants of Gauranga, they went before the Lord. Prabhu samukhe gaman. Vasya chena prabhu sri gora sundar. Chatur dikke vasilena sarva anuchar. All of Sri Gaurasundar's associates came and sat down around him. Rari guptere prabhu samukhe dekhiya. Balilena tanre kichu ishadhasya. When Gauranga saw Murari Gupta, he smiled and said, Padagupta, Raghavendra, Varni Jacha to me, Ashashloka Kari Jacha, Shini Jachi Ami. O Gupta, I have heard that you composed 8 verses describing Ramchandra, Raghavendra, Raghupati Raghava, Raja Ram. Please recite them. Ishvararagya Gupta Murari Shuniya Parite Lagila Shloka Bhavavishta Haya. Being ordered by Gauranga, Murari Gupta became Premavishta, Bhavavishta, deeply absorbed in Bhav, Ram Bhav. He began to recite those verses. Looks like Brahma Samhita. These are some verses in glorification of Lord Ramachandra. Agre danu daravara kanako jwalango cheshtanu sevana rato varabhushan vashanatya sheshakya dama paralakshmana nama yasya ramam jagatraya gurum satatam bhajami. Murari Gupta said, for the pleasure of Lord Gauranga, Sarvavatari Gaur, I constantly worship Lord Ramachandra, the Guru of the Three Worlds. Before Ram stands Sri Lakshman, the best of archers, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, who is engaged in the service of his older brother, who is wonderfully decorated, who is the form of Anantashesh. Hatva karatri shiraso Sagano kabandham shi dandakanana madushanam eva kritwa sugriva maitra makarod vinahatya sakram ramam jagatraya gurum satatam bhajami ramam jagatraya gurum satatam bhajami. I constantly worship Lord Ramachandra, the jagatraya guru, the Guru of the Three Worlds, who destroyed Kara, Trishira, Kambanda, and their followers, who rid the Dandakaranya forest of the demon Dushana, who killed Vali and made friends with Sugriva. He mata ashta shloka morari parila prabhura gaya vyakya karite lagila. In this way, Murari Gupta recited 8 verses, and on the order of the Lord, he then explained them. So this... These verses are in the biography of Lord Chaitanya written by Murari Gupta called Sri Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. And these verses are called the Sri Ramashtaka. And they're included here in the purport. So anyone who wants to chant these prayers, they can find them in Antilila chapter 4, Antilila Chaitanya Bhagavat, verse 320. 319 through 321 with the purport. The prayers are there. Or you can look in the... it's also on the folio, Acharya folio. This book is there. Sri Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. Second Prakrama, 7th Sarga, the Sri Ramastika. So for the Ram Bhaktis, they may want to make note of that. Jai Shri Ram!
Jai Shri Ram!
So when Ram Nomi comes, then we can photocopy these and chant these and discuss them. By the mercy of Murari Gupta Hanuman Ki.
Jai.
Murari Gupta Hanuman Ki.
Jai.
And Dasya Rati Hanuman Ki.
Jai.
Bhagavan Ramachandra Ki.
Jai.
Durvadala Shyamala Kodhanda Diksha Guru. Bhakta Gana Prativancha Tita Kapataru. Ram's complexion is dark like Durva grass. He is a supreme teacher in the art of archery. He is like a desire tree for fulfilling the desires of his devotees. Vanchatita kapatru. Hasya mukhe ratnamai. Well, basically what's happening here is these Sanskrit prayers that are in the purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, the balance of the six prayers. Two are included by Vrindavanadas Thakur in the context of chapter 4. And the rest of them he's summarized in Bengali. So all these Bengali prayers that we're hearing are a summary of the content of these Sanskrit prayers because his audience is Bengali. So he gave a sample. Here's a sample of the two Sanskrit prayers that he wrote, that he spoke on the order of Lord Gauranga in Shantipur. For example, Lord Gauranga, he saw him and he said, oh, you're a Ram Bhakta, you're a Hanuman incarnated as Murari Gupta, the doctor and my great devotee. So you, I know you will love to hear about Ram and I would love to hear about Ram. So you please, if we know, because he knows so many astakams and whatnot. He's a pundit. So then, so for example, we're devotees. If we know someone knows lots of songs, bhajans, and we see them, we say, okay, sing me a song about Radha and Krishna, or sing me a song about Giridhari or whatever. So then a person will say, yeah. So then on the order of, they'll sing it, right? So these are beautiful Bengali verses glorifying Ramachandra. So this is also Ram Katha. And then I found my subject matter for my next Ram Nomi. I'm always thinking, how we can find something new to speak on it. And read this book, this thing, that thing. And of course, you can go back pretty soon. You go back. I guess there's always something new. I always like something new. Krishna's Navayavanam, ever fresh. Hasya mukhe ratnamaya rajasimhasane vasya chena sri janiki devi vame agri mahadanar dara Anuja Lakshman, Kanakera Praya Jyoti Kanaka Bhushan, Apane Anuja Haya Sri Ananta Dham, Jeshtera Sevaya Ratta Sri Lakshmana Nam, Sarva Mahaguru Hena Sri Raghunandan, Janma Janma Bhajan Muni, Tanharacharan Bharata Shatrughna Dui Chamara Dulai, Samoke Kapindra Ganna Punya Kirti Ghai, Jai Prabhu Karila Guha Chandelaira Mita Janma Janma Gana Jaina Tanhara Charita Guru Agya Shire Dari Chari Nijaraja Vana Brahmi Lena Kari Bhari Surakarya Vali Mari Sugri Vere Raja Bharadya Mitra Paradila Tare Karuna Kariya Jai Prabhu Karila Ahaljaram vimochan bhajan hena tribhuvana guru rar charana dustara taranga sindhu ishat lilaya kapidware jay bandila lakshmana sahaya. Now we'll hear the translation of the verses that we read. Please listen now and don't go off to bed. Ramachandra is smiling as he sits on the royal throne, Ratnamaya Rajasimhasane, decorated with jewels, with Sri Janaki Devi, Sita Devi on his left, Sri Janaki Devi Bhame. In front of Ram is his younger brother Lakshman, whose complexion is effulgent as gold, decorated with golden ornaments. Appearing as Ram's younger brother, Lakshmana, who is the origin of Ananta, engages in the service of his elder brother. Birth after birth, I worship the lotus feet of Sri Raghunandan, who is the supreme teacher of everyone. His two brothers, Bharat and Shatrughna, fan him with chamaras, as the leaders of the monkeys sing his auspicious glories before him. Kapindra Gan Punya Kirti Hai. May I, birth after birth, sing the glories of that Lord who made friends with the Chandala Guha. He left his kingdom on the order of his guru, Guru Agya Shiridhari. He then wandered in the forest to perform pleasing work for the demigods. The Lord killed Bali and entrusted the kingdom to Sugriva. Out of compassion, he made friends with Sugriva. I worship the lotus feet of the master of the three worlds who delivered Ahalya. With the help of Lakshmana and the monkeys, Ram effortlessly created a bridge over the insurmountable ocean. I worship the lotus feet of that Lord who killed Ravan and his family members, whom even Indra could not defeat. By Ram's mercy, the religious-minded Vibhishna, the younger brother of Ravana, became the king of Lanka, even though he did not want to. I worship the lotus feet of Lord Raghavendra Ram, whose glories are faithfully heard even by the Yavanas. Dushtakshaya lagi nirantara danodhar Puchar samana praja palena tatpar Janhara kripaya sabha ayodhya nivasi Sashariri Hailena Srivaikuntavasi Janra Nama Rase Maheshwara Digambhar Rama Janra Parapatma Seva Nirantar Param Brahma Jagannatha Bede Janre Ghai Bhajan Haina Sarva Guru Raghavendra Pai. He always carried a bow and arrows to annihilate the miscreants. He enthusiastically maintained his subjects if they were his sons. By his mercy, all the residents of Yodhya went to Vaikuntha in their same bodies. Maheshwara forgets his clothes while absorbed in the mellows of Ram Nam, and Lakshmi constantly engages in the service of his lotus feet. I worship the lotus feet of Raghavendra, master of all, who Vedas glorify as Supreme Ramanda, Lord of the universe. Hey Matashta Shloka Apanara Krita Padila Morari Rama Mahima Amrita. In this way, Murari Gupta explained the 8 verses that he had composed describing the nectarian glories of Lord Ram. So this quote, all this Bengali. First, Murari Gupta spoke 8 verses in Sanskrit. And then, because Lord Chaitanya is a pundit and he could understand very easily all that Sanskrit, he's a Sanskrit pundit, he'd easily understand all those Sanskrit verses, and especially because they're about him. It's Ram Mahima, it's Gauranga Mahima. Sadbuj Gauranga Ki.
Jai.
Sadbuj is Gauranga, Krishna, and Ram. Gauranga, Krishna, and Ram in one form, shown to Advaitacharya and Sarvabhaumbhattacharya. So then, for the benefit of the other devotees in the audience that may not be pundits, as many devotees gathered there in Shantipur, then he spoke all the verses in the common language of Bengali. So all this, what I've just said, was spoken by, I also spoken and written down or recorded somehow, and it's because it's put in quotations, which means it's not the author, Vrindavan Das Thakur. Shunitushtahai tabe Shri Gora Sundar Pada Pada Padma Dila Tandra Mashtaka Upar. After hearing Murari's prayers, Shri Gora Sundar was pleased and placed his lotus feet on Murari's head. Shir Upar, Mastak, Mastak Upar. Well, that's the supreme gift. Shunagupta e tumi Amra Prasad Janma Janma Ramdas Hao Nirvirode. Listen, Gupta. That's interesting, he calls him Gupta. I guess Gauranga is afraid if he calls him Murari, he may go into ecstasy. Sri Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari, Mama Mandire, Rahanishidin, Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. He's calling him Gupta. His name is Murari Gupta. Gupta is his title, his last name. But somehow all these verses, he's addressing him as Gupta. Gupta Saab. Gupta Saab. Gupta. So our explanation here, although there's no purport to saying this, but Lord Chaitanya, of course, at this stage in Sannyas Ashram, which he's in, he's fully absorbed in Radha Bhav, searching for Krishna. So any slightest remembrance of Krishna may send him into Bhava Vishta or Prema Vishta, Avishtata, and become absorbed in Prema, Avashta Chitta, become unconscious in the absorption of his Leela Pravesh, Rupa Avesh Krishna. So he calls him Gupta, not Murari. Because Murari is Krishna in Vrindavan. By my mercy, you will be the servant of Ram without disturbance, birth after birth. In Bhakti Ratnakar, Narahari Chakravarti explains, after hearing these eight verses composed by the doctor, Murari Gupta, Gaurahari was very happy. He put his feet on the head of the doctor. Then he wrote the words Ramdas on his forehead, and he proclaimed, O Murari, by my mercy, be forever Sri Ram's servant. So somehow Lord Chaitanya took a marker, felt tip or something, and he wrote on Murari's head, Ramdas. So that's nice, to be a marked servant of the Lord. This is explained in Vilap Kusumanjali by Raghunath Das Goswami, that when Krishna is pacifying Radharani when she's in Man, in the Kunja, then he comes in, very humbly begs for the opportunity to paint lac, red coloring on her bottom of her feet. And when he's doing this service, he's painting her feet, he starts trembling by touching Radharani's Mahabhavati Charna Chinna. There's so much Mahabhav emanating from the lotus feet of Radharani that Shamsundara starts trembling. He can't hold the little paintbrush in his hand and the little tray with the alta, the red alta, the red liquid that's painted on the lady's feet. And he's trembling. His heart is trembling, his mind is trembling, his hand is trembling. So he's making a crooked line on her feet. It's supposed to be a straight line to separate the bottom of the reddish part of the feet from the golden part of the feet. It's like painting a wall with two colors. You want to have a straight line where you separate the two colors. So he's making a crooked line. She said, "What is this? You're a newcomer. You don't know how to do this. Hey, Rupa Manjari, come." He's not qualified. So she kicks him. She says, "You're untrained." So she kicks Krishna with her feet. Well, one foot or both feet, I think it's her feet. And then Krishna's forehead becomes marked with the red lac dye from the bottom of Radharani's feet. And then Kusumanjali Raghunath Das saying, "When will I see Krishna's forehead marked with the imprints of your feet, as he proclaims to the world that he is the sold out servant, that Krishna is your sold out servant of your lotus feet." So this mark of Radha's feet on Shyam's forehead, beautiful, delicate, tender, bud-like, sprout-like feet of Radharani, that imprint of her beautiful red lac of her feet on his forehead becomes a wonderful flag and a wonderful symbol on Krishna's beautiful monsoon cloud blue forehead, as he proclaims to the world, "I am Amirada Dasi. I am a servant of Radha." So I am Radha Das. I am Radha Das. Krishna's name is Radha Das. So in the same way, that same Radharani came and Gaur Leela is Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So again, she's marking people's foreheads to identify their eternal sarup and eternal position. So this time it wasn't Sham, it was Murari Gupta. So Gauranga wrote on his forehead, Ram Das. As Gauranga wrote on Murari Gupta's forehead, Ram Das, to indicate that he's an eternal servant of Lord Ramachandra. And Krishna Leela, Radharani wrote on Krishna's forehead, stamped her feet there, which means that life after life, birth after birth, Krishna is the eternal servant of the lotus feet of Radharani. Radha Rani ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe. Audarya Bhagavan, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Madhurya Purushottam Bhagavan, Sri Leela Purushottam, Sri Krishna Shamsundar Govinda Damodara Madhav ki jai. So Audarya Leela takes us to Madhurya Leela. Jai Radhe. From Shantipur to Dandakaranya to Sri Lanka to Nirivan. Shaneko Ije Kari Beka Tomara Shrai Seha Rama Padambuja Paibe Nishchai. Gauranga is speaking here more glories of his devotee, which he likes to do. If someone takes shelter of you, Murari Gupta, for even a moment, he will certainly attain the lotus feet of Ram. Shana, shana. Shana eko. Ek shana means one moment. Ek shana. Kari bheka tomar ashray. Kari bheka tomar ashray. Tomar ashray. If someone takes your ashray, your shelter, for ek shana, for a moment, then he will bhaibe nishchoy. He'll be fixed. He'll certainly be fixed and fastened at the lotus feet of Ram, no doubt. So we pray to Murari Gupta to please bless us and give us his shelter, Tomara Shraya. Murari Gupta Hanuman ki jai. Because we want to attain the lotus feet of Rama, means Radharani, the goddess of fortune. That's the only fortune we want. Ram and Rama. Rama means Sita Devi, Shakti, Rama. So Sham and Shama. So we want Sham and Shama and Rama. Ram, Raman. We want Ram, Rama. Right? We want Ram, Rama. Because so Murari Gupta will give us Ram. Ram means Radharaman, Krishna, Radharaman, Raman. Raman, that transcendental, beautiful, delightful, charming lover of Vrindavan, Raman. Raman Sri Krishna. And we want Rama. So we want Ram Rama. Ram Rama. We want Ram Rama. So Murari Gupta, we're playing, please, you give us Shama Sham. Murari Gupta Re Chaitanya Jaravara Shuni Sabe Kare Namaha Jaya Jaya Dwani. When everyone heard the benediction Lord Chaitanya gave to Murari Gupta, they all exclaimed, Jai 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 Jai. He Mata Kotuke Achena Gora Singha Chaturdike Shobe Sava Charanera Bringa. In this way, the lion-like Gaura Singha enjoyed his pastimes surrounded by his devotees, Chaturdike, who were like bumblebees at the lotus feet of the Lord, Charana Bringa. Drinking deeply the sweet nectar, Gaura Sudaras. Hene Samaye Kushta. Rogi Eka Jan. Now this is a story, this filing anecdote is a story of the leper and Gauranga. What happens to the leper? He is stricken with leprosy due to his bad karma. and he meets the Lord, Gauranga. Will he get cured? Will he stay a leper? Will he join the Sangha of Lord Chaitanya? Will he try to preach to Lord Chaitanya? Will he infect somebody with leprosy? Will he give up his body in front of the Lord? Will he jump in the Ganga, fearing that he may touch the Lord? What will he do? Let's find out. One time a leper came and stood before Gauranga. Dandabhata haya padila artha nare dui bahutuli ma arti kari khande. The leper offered dandabhats to Gauranga. He raised his bahutuli, his two arms, and he cried pathetically, Samsara dara lagi, tumi kripa mai, priti vihira, majihasi ailudai, paraduka teki tumi, subhavi khatara, hey teki ailun tumi tomara gocha. O merciful Lord, you have appeared in this world to deliver the living entities. You are Kripa Maya, Samsara Udhar. You are by nature unhappy to see the distress of others. Therefore, I have come before you. Kushta roge pirita jalaya muni mori bala upai mori kon mate tari. I am suffering from leprosy. My body is burning. Please tell me how I may be relieved. Shuni Mahaprabhu Kushta Rogira Vachan Balite Lagilap Krode Karya Tarjan. When Mahaprabhu heard the leper's words, he began to chastise him in an angry mood. Kucha Kucha Mahapabi Vidyamana Haite Tori Tekileo Pap Janme Lokete. Get out of here, you great sinner. Leave my sight. Just by seeing you, one accursed sin. Parma dharmika jari, deki toramuka, se divase tahara avashahaya duka. If even a most pious person sees your face, he will certainly meet with dukkha that day, distress. Vaishnav nindak, tumi papi durachara, iha haite dukkha tara, kata chayar. You are a most sinful, wretched blasphemer of Vaishnavas. There is much more awaiting you. E jwala sahitina para dushta mati. E mate kariba kumbi pocket evasati. A wicked-minded dushta mati. You are unable to tolerate this burning pain. How will you tolerate the burning in the hell of kumbi paka? Jai Vaishnava Nam Haya Samsar Pavitra Brahmadi Gayena Jai Vaishnava Charitra. The entire world is purified by chanting the name of a Vaishnava. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nityalila Pravishtam Sri Srimad Si Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nityalila Pravishtam Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Ki Jai Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Ki Jai Sri Rupa Goswami Pad Ki Jai Sri Vrindavanas Thakur Ki Jai. Personalities headed by Brahma glorify the charitra of such Vaishnavas. Ye Vaishnava Bhajile Achintya Krishna Pai Se Vaishnava Puja Haiti Bharat Arinai. Listen, leper. There is nothing superior to the worship of Vaishnavas. For by worshipping Vaishnavas, one attains the inconceivable Lord Krishna. Vaishnav Puja. Bara Ara Nai. Vaishnav Bhajan. Achintya Krishna Pai. Shesha Ram Aj. Bhavanija Deha Haite, Vaishnava Krishnara Priya, Kahe Bhagavate. In the Bhagavat, Krishna declares that a Vaishnava is more dear to him than Shesha, Lakshmi, Brahma, Shiva, and his own body. I suppose this is an 11th canto or something. When Krishna is speaking to Uddhava. Natata me priyatama atma jonar na shankara nasa shankarshano nashir naivatma cha yatabhavan. This is Krishna speaking to Uddhava, where he's saying, no one's more dear than you, which means the Vaishnava. I believe it must be Uddhava Gita, 11th canto. It's quite an amazing verse, actually. It's under the section of Vaishnava Tattva. This is Lord Krishna speaking to Uddhava. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita, chapter 14, verse 15. There's a nice story in relation to this verse. Natata nai priyatama atma jonar na shankara nacha sankarshano na shrir naivatma cha yatabhavan. In Madras, India, 1940s, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Sridhar Swami, was preaching there. One Mayavadi sannyasi came. And he was a Shrutidhara. India has all these fantastic people. He had memorized the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. 18,000 shlokas of the Bhagavatam. After the sannyasi recited all 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, then Sridhar Maharaj asked him a question. Well, since you know the entire Bhagavatam, can you please tell me who are the greatest devotees of the Lord? So he recited a verse and said, the four Kumaras. He said, the four Kumaras are the greatest devotees of the Lord. And then Sridhar Maharaj says, no, you're wrong. And I'll prove it to you. And he said, no, it's not possible. The Bhagavatam is saying that four Kumaras is that. He quoted some verse. And then he said, Krishna himself is saying that who's the greatest devotee? Uddhava is the greatest devotee. Then he spoke this verse. And in this way he defeated that sannyasi, that Shrutidhara. My dear Uddhava, you are my very closest friend. Priya Tama. You're my Priya Uttam. Natata me priyatama. You're my priyatam. This is a very affectionate. In the Nimbark Sampradaya, they call Radha and Krishna priya priyatam. Priyatam. Priya priyatam. Priya priya uttam. Topmost priya. So you're the dearest, topmost, dearest person to me. And so he says that. So then Uddhava might be thinking, okay, I'm very dear. But then you're using this word priyatama. Priyatam, which means I'm more dear than anyone. Well, who else do you have in mind? Because you might just say, oh, you're my dearest one. It's okay, I'm his dearest one, but so is so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. It can be. He says, you're my dearest one, and you're more dear to me than all these Acha? Your own consort, your own Shakti, your own Sarup, your own Ladini Shakti Lakshmi? Your own Antaranga Shakti, Surup Lakshmi, Surup Shakti Lakshmi Devi. I'm more dear. This is the definition, elaboration, explanation of the word. Natata me priyatama atma yonir nashankara. You're more atma yoni means self born. You're more dear to me than the self-born Brahma, than Shiva, than my own brother. You're more dear to me than my own brother, Sankarshan. Sankarshan means Baladev. The other verse translated is in the book, it says Anantashesh. But Sankarshan is Balaram. He's my direct expansion. You're more dear to me than my own direct expansion. Lakshmi is also his expansion. And you're more... Nashir, even Lakshmi, my own. Then he says, Naivatma Chayatabhavan. You're more dear than my Atma. You're more dear than me. There's nothing more dear to us than ourselves. Our Atma is the most dear, near, and thing. We favor that. The nearest and dearest thing to us is ourself. Is you're dearer than my own Atma? You are my very, very, very close friend, my Priyatam. No one else is as close to me as you are. Not even the self-born Brahma, not even Shankar Shiva, not even my brother Balaram, or the other half of my body, Lakshmi. Indeed, not even my own self is as dear to me as you are. So that's the position of Uddhava. Then what does Uddhava say? Asam aho charna renu jashamaham syam. He says in his prayers in chapter 47 of the Bhagavatam, Brahma Gita, he says, he's in that such a high position in relation to Krishna. Krishna is telling that same Krishna from Vrindavan who's speaking Uddhava Gita. Now, of course, he's Dwarka Krishna, different bhav. But now, Uddhava is saying, I've been to Vrindavan and I realize that, oh, I'm such a great devotee, I'm better than Lakshmi, I'm better than Balaram, I'm better than his own self, but I'm not better than the self of his self. Because Krishna said, I'm more dear to him than himself. But what about the heart of himself? He said, Uddhava, you're a better devotee than even my own self. But he didn't say, you're a better devotee than the heart of myself. Who is the heart of Krishna's self? Srimati Radharani ki. Yeah. So therefore, when Uddhava went to Vrindavan and he saw Radharani's love, then he realized, I am nothing. I'm not even equal to a pebble. I'm not even equal to a piece of stone here in Vrindavan. The pebbles and particles of dust here have more love for Krishna than I do. So I want to place myself in such a way that I can get a particle of dust. Ayananda tanashikintram patidamam vishmebanam stita duli sadrisham. Stita duli. I want to just get a stita duli sadrisham. A piece of duli. Gopi duli. Gopi charna duli. Gopi charna duli. I simply want a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the gopis. They may go hither and thither. They're playing Kusum Sarovar. They often come here in the morning at 10:30 before Madhyan Leela, and they pick flowers. This is Kusum Van. There's so many beautiful fragrant flowers here. They'll pick flowers and then they'll make nice garlands. Then they'll go to Radhakund and give those flowers to Shyam and Radhika. So maybe those gopis will pass here and by chance they'll step on me when I'm a Gomalata Oshadinam. Gomalata Oshadinam. I may be a creeper or a shrub or a little bush, and they'll be running here and there, or maybe Radharani herself will be picking flowers and Pushpacharya Leela, and Krishna will come as a Mali, decorated, disguised as a Mali, and say, hey, who's stealing flowers here? This is my private garden. This garden belongs to King Kandarpa, the emperor. He is the emperor, and I've been put in charge. Why are you stealing flowers from here? Who gave you permission? And then they said, who are you? We've never seen you before. You don't know. I'm the king. I'm the royal Mali. I'm the royal gardener for the king of this region. And if you don't stop picking those flowers, I have to take you to the Kandara prison and the Govardhan court. We'll take you to the Govardhan court and prosecute you. So this way, Radharani may be wandering there. And she'll drop some of the dust from her feet, will come out of my head, and then I'll get the mercy. Asamaho charanarini. He's glorifying the gopis like this, the dust of their feet. So this is Uddhava. So that's being mentioned here, that Lord Gauranga is preaching to this leper, this Vaishnav Nindak, this offensive leper who begged for mercy, and Lord Chaitanya said, go to hell, get out of here. And then now he's glorifying the Vaishnavas. And so he's come to the topmost Param Vaishnav, Uddhava Mahashaya. Because obviously this leper, he got leprosy because of his Vaishnav Nindak. Just like Gopal Chapala. Gopal Chapala is another Vaishnav Nindak. He offended Haridas Thakur. And in 3 days he got leprosy. By offending Vaishnavas one gets leprosy, and by offending Jagannath Mahaprasadam one gets leprosy. Also elephantitis. It's a type of leprosy, actually. You see it, there's a big leper colony, actually, in Jagannath Puri, and by Choka Lake. There's a huge leper colony there, you know, walled-in area where all the lepers, very serious cases where lepers live in Jagannath Puri. And it's considered that they all stepped on Jagannath Mahaprasadam in their last life, or they ignored it, or they just disregarded it or rejected it or something. So they became lepers in Puri. And then they get a chance to eat Jagannath Mahaprasadam and get rectified. So he's saying, Hena Vaishnavera Ninda Kare Je Jana Se Paya Dukha Janma Jivana Mara. Anyone who blasphemes a Vaishnava suffers miseries in birth, life, and death. Janma Jivan Maran. Vidyakula Tapasava Vifal Tahar Vaishnav Ninde Je Papi Durachar. The vidya, the education, the kula of family, high birth and tap, austerities of a sinful, wretched person who blasphemes Vaishnavas are all useless. Durachara. Puja o tahara Krishna nakare grahan Vaishnavera nindakare je papishtajan. Krishna does not accept the worship of a sinful person who blasphemes Vaishnavas. Je Vaishnava nachite prithivi danyahai janrajisti macha dasha tike papakshai. When a Vaishnav dances, the earth becomes glorious, and his glance counteracts sins in 10 directions. When a devotee dances in Nam Sankirtan, the earth becomes glorified, fortunate, danya, prithivi danya. And when he looks here and there, he purifies directions, drishti matra dasha diki papakshai. He destroys sins just by glancing. That's why the visit of a devotee is so auspicious, even if he only comes for one day and goes the next day. He may come for one day and go. People say, oh, he left. But actually he came. He looked here and there. And those who were fortunate got to see and they get their sins absolved. But some, they're not so fortunate. They have to cleanse their heart in another way. Jai Vaishnav Jana Bahotulia Nachite Swagera Sakala Vigna Guche Balamati. This is all Lord Chaitanya's preaching to the leper and to us so that we don't become lepers. He became a leper because he offended Vaishnavas, so we can also become a leper. Everyone has a golden opportunity now to become a leper. Go out and offend all the Vaishnavas and you become a leper. But some people learn by hearing, some people learn by experience, and some people never learn. Jai Vaishnav Jana Bahu. Oh, look at this, it goes on more. When a Vaishnav dances, the earth becomes glorious. Wherever he looks, the sins become destroyed. Lord Chaitanya is really glorifying the Vaishnavas. It says when Lord Chaitanya would glorify his own parishads, it seemed that he was speaking with five mouths. So much he was profusely, effusively glorifying the devotees. It appeared that he was speaking through five mouths. So here he's glorifying the generic category of Vaishnavas. And so many verses. How many verses? Beautiful. It's all about Vaishnav glories. Actually, the whole thing is... Listen. Ye Vaishnav Jana Bahu Tuliya Nachite. I said that. When a Vaishnav raises his arms and dances, even the inauspiciousness in the heavenly planets is totally vanquished. Hena Maha Bhagavata Shivasa Pandita Tui Papi Ninda Kaila Tahara Charita. Shivas Pandit is such an exalted devotee, yet you foolish leper are so sinful that you blasphemed him. Etake Tohara. So even 500 years ago, people couldn't recognize Narada Muni. They couldn't recognize Shivas Thakur. Etake Tohara Kushta Jvala Kona Kaja. Mula shasta paschate achena dharma raja. Therefore, this burning pain of leprosy is nothing compared to the punishment you will get later from Yamaraj. Mula shasta paschate achena dharma raja. Eteke amara drishya yogya nahatumi tamara nishkriti kari bare nariyami. You are not fit to be seen by me, and even I cannot deliver you. So we'll find out on Wednesday what happened next.